News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Indian government on Monday summoned Pakistan's Charge d'Affaires and lodged a strong protest to him over the reported arrest of two officials of the Indian High Commission in Islamabad. It is suspected that the two staffers may have been picked up by Pakistani security agencies to frame them as spies, sources had earlier told CNN News 18. Pakistani media reported the two Indian staffers were arrested by authorities for their alleged involvement in a hit-and-run accident. Official sources in Delhi said Pakistan's Charge d'Affaires, Syed Haider Shah, was summoned to the Ministry of External Affairs and demarched on the reported arrest of the two officials, as reported in the Pakistani media. The demarche to the Pakistan CDA made clear there should be no interrogation or harassment of the Indian officials. The responsibility for the safety and security of the concerned diplomatic personnel lay squarely with the Pakistani authorities, said the sources. The Pakistani side was asked to return the two officials along with the official car to the High Commission immediately. Sources said they have been now released and are back at the Indian mission. According to information available so far, the two were CISF drivers who didn't reach their destination after stepping out for some work in the same vehicle around 8 a.m. on Monday. The Pakistani move is seen as tit for tat over the expulsion of two Pakistan High Commission officials caught spying 2 weeks ago. Several top Indian diplomats in Pakistan have since then been aggressively tailed over the last several days, and India has even protested against the excessive surveillance. Pakistan apparently is keen to level the score by expelling Indian officials on similar charges as those faced by its staff here, who were declared persona non grata. The last time India expelled a Pakistan official for espionage, Islamabad managed to restore parity in 3 days by doing the same to an Indian official. India had on Friday registered a protest with Pakistan authorities in the form of a note verbal against the surveillance. The government has conveyed to Pakistan that the behavior of its agencies violated Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations 1961 and also the bilateral 1992 Code of Conduct, which the two countries signed to provide diplomats immunity from hostilities in ties. The Forensic Science Laboratory at Kalina in Mumbai will conduct a probe into the case of alleged suicide by actor Sushant Singh Rajput. The Forensic Laboratory will submit its report in 10 days, an official said on Monday. Sushant Singh Rajput allegedly ended his life on Sunday afternoon. A team of four officials from the FSL, run by the Home Department of Maharashtra, is in the process of collecting relevant items. Among them is the material used by Rajput to allegedly take his own life. All the material will be collected from Rajput's residence in suburban Bandra, said an official, on condition of anonymity. The FSL will also conduct tests on swabs of the 34-year-old actor who was found hanging at his residence on Sunday afternoon. The team will submit its report in 10 days, the official added. Forensic tests will be conducted on items collected from Rajput's home. It will be done to know if it was a case of suicide or homicide, the official said. He added that the physics department of the lab will conduct the examination. Rajput is known for films like Kaipoche, MS Dhoni, The Untold Story and Chichore. After the actor's death, police had said no suicide note was found from his residence. Police sources also said they did not suspect any foul play in their initial investigation. It should be stated that one of Rajput's assistants had told the police that the actor was facing a severe financial crunch. Police have examined the bank accounts and passbooks of Rajput. However, till now they have not found anything abnormal, police said. The US Supreme Court ruled on Monday that a landmark civil rights law protects LGBT people from discrimination in employment, a resounding victory for LGBT rights from a conservative court. The court decided by a 6-3 vote that a key provision of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, known as Title VII, that bars job discrimination because of sex, among other reasons, encompasses bias against LGBT workers. An employer who fires an individual for being homosexual or transgender fires that person for traits or actions it would not have questioned in members of a different sex, sex plays a necessary and undisguisable role in the decision, exactly what Title VII forbids, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for the court. Justices Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas dissented. The court tries to convince readers that it is merely enforcing the terms of the statute, but that is preposterous. Even as understood today, the concept of discrimination because of sex is different from discrimination because of sexual orientation or gender identity, Alito wrote in a dissent that was joined by Thomas. The outcome is expected to have a big impact for the estimated 8.1 million LGBT workers across the country because most states don't protect them from workplace discrimination. An estimated 11.3 million LGBT people live in the U.S., according to the Williams Institute at the UCLA Law School. Six former eBay Incorporated employees have been charged with waging an extensive campaign to terrorize and intimidate the editor and publisher of an online newsletter with threats and disturbing deliveries to their home, including live spiders and cockroaches, federal authorities said on Monday. Executives were upset about the newsletter's coverage, so their employees set out to ruin the lives of the couple who ran the website, sending a funeral wreath, bloody pig face Halloween mask, and other alarming items to their home, authorities said. The employees also sent pornographic magazines with the husband's name on it to their neighbor's house and planned to break into the couple's garage to install a GPS device on their car, officials said. This was a determined, systematic effort by senior employees of a major company to destroy the lives of a couple in Natick, all because they published content that company executives didn't like. For a while, they succeeded, psychologically devastating these victims for weeks as they desperately tried to figure out what was going on and stop it, Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling told reporters. James Baugh of San Jose, California, who was eBay's senior director of safety and security, and David Harville of New York City, who was eBay's director of global resiliency, are charged with conspiracy to commit cyberstalking and conspiracy to tamper with witnesses. The other former eBay employees charged are Stephanie Pop, former senior manager of global intelligence, Brian Gilbert, former senior manager of special operations for eBay's global security team, Stephanie Stockwell, former manager of eBay's global intelligence center, and Veronica Zia, a former eBay contractor who worked as an intelligence analyst in the global intelligence center. Court documents detail how two members of the company's executive leadership team orchestrated a plot to go after the couple after the newsletter published an article in August 2019 about a lawsuit filed by eBay accusing Amazon of poaching its sellers. In addition to the disturbing deliveries, the employees set up fake social media accounts to send threatening messages to the couple, authorities said. After the bloody pig mask was delivered, the editor received a message saying, "Do I have your attention now?" according to court documents. They also posted the couple's names and address online, advertising things like yard sales and encouraging strangers to knock on the door if they weren't outside. Scientists have calculated that there could be a minimum of 36 active communicating intelligent civilizations in our Milky Way galaxy, according to a new study. However, due to time and distance, we may never actually know if they exist or ever existed. The study published on Monday in the Astrophysical Journal. Previous calculations along these lines have been based on the Drake equation, which was written by astronomer and astrophysicist Frank Drake in 1961. Drake developed an equation which, in principle, can be used to calculate how many communicating extraterrestrial intelligent civilizations there may be in the galaxy, the authors wrote in their study. However, many of its terms are unknowable and other methods must be used to calculate the likely number of communicating civilizations. So, scientists at the University of Nottingham developed what they call the astrobiological Copernican principle to establish weak and strong limits on life in the galaxy. These equations include the history of star formation in our galaxy and the ages of stars, the metal content of the stars, and the likelihood of stars hosting Earth-like planets in their habitable zones where life could form. The habitable zone is the right distance from a star, not too hot or too cold, where liquid water and life, as we know it, may be possible on the surface of a planet. Of these factors, habitable zones are critical, but orbiting a quiet, stable star for billions of years may be the most critical, study co-author Christopher Kinsellis said. The two astrobiological Copernican limits are that intelligent life forms in less than 5 billion years, or after about 5 billion years, similar to on Earth, where a communicating civilization formed after 4.5 billion years, said co-author Tom Westby, an assistant professor in the University of Nottingham's Faculty of Engineering, in a statement. The astrobiological Copernican strong limit is that life must form between 4.5 to 5.5 billion years, as on Earth, while the weak limit is that a planet takes at least 4 billion years to form life, but it can form any time after that, the researchers said. It is called the astrobiological Copernican principle because it makes the assumption that our existence is not special, Consellis said. That is, if the conditions in which intelligent life on Earth also developed somewhere else in the galaxy, then intelligent life would develop there in a similar way. Based on their calculations using the astrobiological Copernican strong limit, they determined that there are likely 36 active and communicating intelligent civilizations across our galaxy. This assumes that life forms the way it does on Earth, which is our only understanding of it at the moment. It also assumes that the metal content of the stars hosting these planets are equal to that of our Sun, which is rich in metals, said co-author Tom Westby. The researchers believed the strong limit is the most likely because it still allows intelligent life to form within a billion years after it did on Earth, which seems like plenty of time, Consellis said. Another assumption of these potential civilizations is that they are making their presence known in some way via signals. Currently, we have only been producing signals like radio transmissions from satellites and televisions for a short time. Our technological civilization is about 100 years old, so imagine about 36 others doing the same thing across the galaxy. The researchers were surprised that the number was so small, but not zero. That is fairly remarkable, Consellis said. Even though the study only looked at our galaxy, distance is an inhibiting factor. The researchers calculated that the average distance between these potential civilizations would equal about 17,000 light years. Detecting those signals or sending communications using current technology would take so long that it would be nearly impossible. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.